This is AnimeCons TV. On this episode, Elizabeth and Sketch talk about impending drama of cosplay competitions this summer. Patrick finally shares his secret for successful panel scheduling. We talk about how to kill time at a convention. And in a bizarre twist, we ask you a question.
Last month, we received two news items in the world of cosplay that are pretty interesting. First is Anime Expo announced $25,000 worth of cash prizes that they'll be giving away, including $10,000 for Best in Show. Meanwhile, AM2 is going to be the site for the World Cosplay Summit preliminaries for the U.S. team. What makes this interesting is both conventions are going to be July 4th weekend. Anime Expo is in Los Angeles, and AM2 is in Anime Expo's former location in Anaheim, and those are pretty close to each other. So if you're a cosplayer, what are you going to do? The money, or going to Japan to compete against some of the best cosplayers in the world?
Well, the thing to consider is that the pros and cons of each, and the pros definitely are like, whoa, money. You know, times are tough. Cosplays are getting more expensive every year. So, you know, getting money is, you know, huge deal. But there's also, oh, a chance to go to Japan, which most of us, being in our fandom, want to do. You know, the pros is that, you know, they foot the bill to get you there if you win. Everything, hotel, food, transportation, they get you there. So, you know, anyone who ever travels on their own knows that that's a lot of added money that you don't think about other than just the plane ticket to get there. But there are logistical problems with getting a prize like that and winning is, one, you know, can you actually get the time off from your occupation, which can be an issue. Or school, you know. Another thing about getting up and traveling is, you know, yes, they're providing stuff for you, but there's a lot of stuff you don't know they might not provide for. You know, you're not going to have any spending cash. You have to make sure you have that.
And then you have to make a whole new costume to wear to
That's
this.
That's the thing. There's stipulations that if you win, you go. You have to actually, it's three costumes. There's a casual costume, a completely new costume, and then money to fix up, I think, your one that you
something
won
like
with
or that. Something like but you that. You probably need a new costume. You want something that'll knock the socks off the judges, because it's pretty much all on stage. They don't get up close. I'm pretty sure they don't get up close and look at your costumes and nitpick like they do it in the craftsmanship part of American.
Well, that comes into the thing that cosplay is different around the world. Everyone sees it and views it and practices it differently.
Yeah.
So there's that to consider. But getting, let's say, first prize and getting $10,000, you could pretty much use that money and go to Japan yourself.
On your own. Of course, one other problem is you have to pay taxes on either of them, and it's easier to pay taxes when it's already cash.
No, you don't pay taxes. If you $10,000, you don't have to claim taxes.
Yeah, you do.
They tell you at Las Vegas you don't.
No, they actually have said it thousands of times at Anime Expo, because it's that's different. It's different depending on how you do it, but it's a $10,000 cash prize. You'll get like a $10.99.
Say I got educated.
Saying that you want $10,000 and you have to pay whatever your tax bracket is. So it's easier to do that with cash than it is for a trip. And I've heard that you do have to pay taxes on your trip as well, because it's like, you know, winning a car on The Price is Right or something.
Yeah, you win the car, but then you have to pay the taxes on it. So,
which is pretty important, because it'd be pretty expensive. So I don't know. I think I'd rather have the money.
Yeah, get more control over what you're doing. But it all really comes down to what you personally really want. Do you really want to get to Japan, or do you want to have money and do it your own way or not?
You can also discuss this on our forums, where a conversation has already begun about whether you want the fame or the money.
So this month, I decided I'm going to talk about scheduling panels, and I'm going to reveal the secret that I've done for when I've had to schedule panels or video rooms or any other events.
I had to do this before Anime Boston 2003, where I was in charge of panels, and Providence Anime Conference, I was in charge of programming, so I helped plan the overall scheduling for the convention. And this is the technique that I used whenever I had to do that. Now, I know a lot of conventions will just do it in Excel and move stuff around, but for me, I found the best way to do this is using just a pad of Post-its and a Sharpie. Now, what I do is I will write down on the Post-it the name of the panel and the panelist, and then I'll just stick it up on the wall. And the first round, what I usually do is I will just put everything up there and see where it lands. I'll give some thought, like, okay, this is a large panel, it should probably go in the large panel room, or this is probably something that's not going to get that much traffic, so I'll put that in a smaller panel room. But what I've got is the columns with each panel room, and then times for each row. And each of these lines represents an hour. Now, for some of these, like this one here, Anime Unscripted, I've got it for 90 minutes. So I've got a Post-it and a half. And you can see it goes from 4 p.m. down into 5 p.m. And you also want to plan setup times into this. So like I've got some half an hour before the masquerade starts here. And of course, these are just examples. Now, once I've gone and put everything up, I'll see if there are any conflicts. And I'm looking for both conflicts for panelists or on topics. So let's see, you can see here at 10 a.m. I've got Gundam with Doug, but I also have Where Did My Children Take Me with Anime Cons. And Doug is part of Anime Cons. So I'm gonna have to move this Gundam panel. And we've got a hole in the schedule here, right before his more Gundam panel. So it's a nice back-to-back form. So that could be a good fit. I've also got another panel, the Chibi Project, with myself. Now I could put it right here at 3 p.m., but that would be immediately before I have to start Anime Unscripted in another room, so that's not ideal. But maybe it's some good counter-programming to the masquerade, which is something every convention should have. So just by being able to move the Post-its around, it's a lot easier to visualize the schedule, and you don't have to move stuff in Excel where maybe it doesn't all fit on one screen, or you've got some funny word limits. So I find that this method works really well. And now once you have the schedule, you can go and put it into Excel or whatever scheduling program you use, and submit that to everybody else for approval. But this is a great way to get it down initially. And after the schedule's finalized and you want to get it out to attendees, there's a great new way to do that. A lot of conventions have been interested in having their panels put out online so that people with an iPhone or an iPad, Android, any sort of smartphone can get an update live on the phone and check the schedules throughout the day. Well, there's a new app, it's called The Conventionist. And it's a free app, and it's supported by a growing number of conventions. I used this a couple months ago for Aresia, and what they had in here was the schedule, and you can go through and see every day, every panel, and you could click on any of these panels and get a description. You can see where it is, what times it runs. At the bottom, there's a Add to My Events link. When you do that, you actually can set a reminder for to let you know with a little alarm 10, 15, 30, or an hour before or no reminder, and it'll let you know, hey, your panel's coming up. And then you can go to My Schedule and it will actually show you all of the panels that you've added to your list. And so if you want to go through ahead of time, say, oh, I want to go to this panel, and it'll just have that list, or you can go back to the full convention's schedule. It also has maps. So if you don't know where a room is, you can zoom in and find out where this room is. There's key events, which are, for anime convention, probably be something like the masquerade or opening ceremonies, you know, the big events. You can put in a to-do list. So if you have stuff that you want to do before the convention, you can keep track of it in here. There's a list of exhibitors, and also just general information about the convention. You can get a map to the convention and a description. And so Anime Cons is proud to have teamed up with The Conventionist to bring you a limited time offer. If you organize a convention, you can sign up by March 31st through the link below. and they'll provide you with a premium solution for $4.99. This includes schedule, sponsorship functionality, exhibitors, Twitter integration, to-do list, maps, survey and feedback functionality, general information, and the My Schedule, which has the schedule of the events you want to attend. So if you're a convention organizer, this is a great deal, and it's discounted from their normal rate, and you can get that deal by going to conventionist.animecons.tv.
Unfortunately, sometimes conventions are boring, and you find yourself with an hour or two, or unfortunately more, with nothing to do. So what do you do?
Well, and, you know, some people, they grab stuff from their iPhone, or if they have something else, you know, have a portable game. You know, DS is good, and, you know, especially, you know, pick their chat with random strangers across the convention. It's another way to have fun. And check your Twitter feed. One of the suggestions I always try and do is I always try and have, like, a portable game, like, in my backpack or something. Just, it's a great way to, even if you don't have friends at the convention, you can make some instant friends and, like, hey, want to play Zombie Flux? Dude, it's totally play Zombie Flux.
A good one people like to jump in on is Apples to Apples. If you haven't played this game, you gotta go play it, like, last month. It's awesome and super easy, and it's a good way for people to jump in. Hopefully, you know, that guy won't jump in, but it's a really fun way to just meet up with people. And
yeah, I mean, it's a perfect icebreaker.
What are you doing?
And yeah, even stuff on your iPhone, you know.
Make sure you have something with you to do in case you find yourself with nothing to do.
If it's just grabbing a book of manga from the dealer's room, always make sure you have something to do to kill time, because you never know when you might be stuck in line.
Make sure you eat, though. If you have nothing to do, make sure you went and eat. That's important, too.
And then have to do all the fun stuff.
Yeah.
So this month we talked about whether more people would be interested in winning money or a trip to Japan for a masquerade competition. Sign in on our forums and let us know what you think. Be sure to visit animecons.tv, where you'll find the links to our forums, our Twitter, our Facebook, and iTunes subscription feeds, as well as past episodes of the podcast. Leave us some funny voicemail at 762-ADEQUATE, also known as 762-233-7828. Next month, we'll be reporting on our trip to Zenkai Con in King of Prussia, Pennsylvania. If you're going to be at Zenkai Con, be sure to find us and say hello.
Die, green pigs!
No, you gotta aim it higher.
Spaghetti! Spaghetti!
On this episode, Elizabeth talks Elizabeth and Sketch. On this episode,
so this Pat
suffering succotash.
We don't even get one word.
Whatever. Okay.
So this.
This past month, we received two different, but pretty... Just keep going. Going to Japan to compete against some of the best cosplayers in the world.